You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
All right, kids, it's summer and we're going on vacation. Oh, yeah. Look at that, kids, the Grand Canyon. Wow. Oh, boy, the Redwood Forest. Those trees are over 2,000 years old. Mount Rushmore. How did they do that? Oh, man, Niagara Falls. You can almost feel the mist, kids. Oh, boy, wasn't that fun. Get the lights, dear.
All right, Steve, that's it. This family is so tired of staying at home and watching your old 8mm travel movies. Yuck. Would you please break down and take the car to Perfection Auto Works so we can have a real vacation?
This summer, take America by storm and don't miss out on the real thing. Perfection Auto Works will make your car road ready to see the good old USA, from brakes to tires, and our free 26-point inspection, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
Your radio commercial puts you front and center in the listener's attention span.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
Ackerley Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Stir emotion, create demand, and grow your business with radio.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you and welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked to, talked about, and listened to political talk show weekends in all of Arizona. Thanks for making that possible. Broadcasting live from the Perfection Auto Works studios. Well, great show today. We're going to talk with Michael Bryan, lawyer, founder of Blog for Arizona, the progressive voice of Southern Arizona. Nancy Gutierrez will be with us. She's a Democratic candidate for the State House in District 18. And Larry Bodine will be with us, the president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. A lot to talk about. This legislative session has ended. It's been one of the most disastrous, in my opinion, legislative sessions in our history, attacking voter rights, attacking abortion, attacking public schools. Here is Michael Bryan. Michael, welcome to the show. Thanks very much. You look at this legislative session, you have to say, oh, my God.
Indeed, John. It's a pleasure to be with you. The Republican Party basically turned out a document that was negotiated behind closed doors that shortchanges our citizens, shortchanges our kids, and does nothing to actually address the needs of real Arizonans. Arizona voters are pretty clear that they want people in office to be talking about education, about health care, about inflation, about water, about climate. And, you know, their budget really does nothing to address any of that.
Yeah, it seems to me, you take a look at, of course, the move by the Republican Party over the last decade, perhaps even longer, to privatize all public schools in Arizona. That's where they're moving, and that's what they're doing. As Doug Ducey, the outgoing governor of the state, has said, this is a win for all K-12 students, not a win at all. You have a situation where you're trying to compare private schools to public schools. Private schools do not have to take every child. They can be very selective about the numbers of children that they take. You have a situation where public schools, with the erosion of funding for these public schools going on almost on a weekly and daily basis in the state of Arizona, that they're becoming literally extinct. And you're going to find situations now where we cannot educate all children, which is really the mandate of the Constitution of the state of Arizona, to educate all children. And, of course, when you put a profit motive on the top of private education, you're eroding the amount of money that would go per pupil, per student, per education for those students in a public school situation. We are destroying public education, and we are eroding the very foundation of our democracy when we do so.
Yeah, but it's been the GOP project here in Arizona and across the country for many years now. The worst part about it is, you know, obviously there's not going to be a mass exodus from excellent public schools into private schools. First of all, the $7,000 or so that they're handing out to the wealthiest people in Arizona, I'll remind you, in order to subsidize sending their kids to private schools, generally doesn't actually cover the entire tuition. Really, it's just a tax cut for the wealthiest people in Arizona who can afford to send their children to private education at $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year, and they get a $7,000 bonus straight out of the general fund for education to do that. So really, this is, you can look at this as more of a tax cut for the wealthiest in Arizona than any kind of educational policy. Plus, of course, the Supreme Court has been opening the doors to parochial schools and religious schools receiving tax funding. And it's all aimed at trying to undermine our public education system, because that's what builds citizens. That's what builds citizenship, is an informed and well-educated citizenry. And, of course, the GOP doesn't want that.
Can you explain to me what these abortion laws in the state of Arizona are all about, considering the Supreme Court's ruling on Roe versus Wade? I mean, where are we in the state? Does anybody really know? I don't. You're a lawyer. Tell me.
It's going to be for the courts to sort out, the Arizona state courts to sort out ultimately. Right now, Attorney General Brnovich is trying to enforce a territorial era law that, you know, is basically bans all abortion in Arizona. That was from before we were even a state. But, you know, the state legislators controlled by the AZGOP, are right on board with this project. They're focused like a laser on taking away the rights of Arizona and American women to control their own destiny, to be full participatory citizens in this country. They've created a situation where essentially the state owns the reproductive systems of Arizona women. That's what they're focused on. That's what they're crazed about. And, you know, it's the extreme. It's not the mainstream. The mainstream position on abortion is that it should be safe, rare, and legal. You know, the vast majority of Arizonans and Americans agree that abortion should be an option, and that these private medical decisions should be made by women, their families, and their caregivers, not by state legislators who have arrogated themselves to the power to control women's uteruses. So I don't know where they're headed with this, except, you know, they're in a death spiral. They're in an extremist, radical death spiral that they're pandering to the most extreme elements of their party and completely ignoring the opinions of the mainstream on issue after issue. Abortion is merely indicative of where they're going.
We're talking with Michael Bryan, a lawyer and founder for Blog for Arizona. Well, Michael, Arizona voters are not going to get a chance to constitutionally protect abortion rights, at least not this year. The Arizonans for Reproductive Freedom will not turn in petitions for a ballot measure that they've been gathering. I think they had about 175,000 signatures. They needed 356,000 plus.
They
didn't have much time either to do that, right?
Yeah, the voters of Arizona, they may not be able to get to vote this issue directly on the ballot, but the issue of abortion is very much on every ballot in the state of Arizona and every ballot in America, because you know that the GOP, if they retain power, are going to continue to chip away at and attack women's rights. That's just the fact. They've promised it. They're all running on it. They're all extremely pro-life. They've all said they want to stop women from making these decisions. And so when you vote for a Republican anywhere on the ticket, you're voting against abortion. It's simple as that. And I think independents and Democrats and even a lot of Republicans will realize, look, if I continue voting for Republicans, I'm voting against equal citizenship for women. And so, yeah, people should vote accordingly.
By the way, U.S. Department of Justice is asking a federal judge to block Arizonans from enforcing a new law about who can vote for president. That lawsuit filed last week. So that will eventually wind up in the courts. And, of course, the attack on the right of every Arizonan to vote and making it much more difficult for that Arizonan to vote has all been a part of this legislative session. I've never seen such an attack on voter rights as we've seen in the last legislative session. And it gets worse every session. And I don't see the legislature changing from red to blue. I just don't. It may be close. Might be purple, but that's not good enough to control legislation unless you have one more than the other side.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it will be very difficult for us to do much more in the Arizona House besides achieve parity. We may be able to take the Arizona Senate, and we can certainly take statewide offices, including the governorship, which can veto any bad legislation coming out of the state legislature. So if you really want to stop the Arizona legislature from attacking our rights to vote, to reproduce, these things can be done. You have to have a Democratic governor to stop it all, there is a lawsuit that's pending that Brnovich is piling now. And the reason why they've done this is they know this is constitutional. It's against direct precedent by the Supreme Court. It's against federal statute, but they've done it in order to test it against this new radicalized 6-3 Supreme Court. So, they're going to throw everything they can up against the wall to see what will stick with this new radicalized Supreme Court. And this is just one among many of the ways that they're testing.
Speaking of the wall, it seems to me that the only message that Republican candidates for governor have is, well, we're going to finish the wall. They're not going to finish the wall. They don't have the money to finish the wall. Nobody wants to finish the wall. The wall was a stupid idea in the beginning. It's a stupid idea now. And that's what people are running for. And here we have a crisis in education. Nobody denies that. We have a crisis in water. We're running out of water, which will affect the economy as well as every life in Arizona for the duration, I guess, of this next generation. It's a very serious crisis. I don't see any solutions coming out of that. And we're talking about the damn wall. Please stop it.
You mentioned the budget that passed recently. There's hundreds of millions of dollars in that budget to build Trump's wall. They would rather spend hundreds of millions of dollars on this ridiculous vanity project of Donald Trump's instead of spending it on the education of our kids. They could have spent those hundreds of millions of dollars, backfilling the cuts to public education we've seen over the past several years. Instead, they're spending hundreds of millions on this idiotic wall when, most Americans will tell you that immigration is what makes America, America. We want a more rational, more humane system. And building a wall and, building an alligator moat or whatever it was that Trump wanted to do along the border is not going to fix the immigration system.
Michael, hang on. We're going to take a very quick break, come back and finish up this segment with you. Please don't go away. We'll be back with Michael Bryan, who is a lawyer, founder of Blog for Arizona, the progressive blog for Arizona. Washington Post calls it the best blog in all of Arizona. We'll be back with Michael after these messages. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum.
Are you tired of yelling at the TV when news about politics comes on? I know I am. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. It's time to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Simply Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. Don't just sit on the couch. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Together, they've brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out. Most of Legislative District 9 and Legislative District 10 are now Legislative District 18. Two longtime lawmakers have retired from the district. To fill the vacancy, Nancy Gutierrez has stepped in to run for the House seat. Nancy Gutierrez is one of the most qualified candidates to run for the legislature from Southern Arizona. Nancy is a school teacher, a mother, a fighter of women's rights and sensible gun legislation. Nancy is an advocate for public education. I'm John C. Scott. I ask you to vote for Nancy Gutierrez for the State House of Representatives. Nancy will be a lawmaker we can be proud of. Nancy Gutierrez is the right person at the right time to serve Southern Arizona. This message is paid for by Nancy for AZ. Go to her website for more information. That's nancyforaz.com. From the Perfection Network Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. My guest is Michael Bryan, who's a lawyer and a founder of Blog for Arizona, and my guest today. Michael, you know, the whole idea that the Republicans now, I guess, are fighting it out for this Republican primary for governor. You've got Governor Ducey endorsing the businesswoman Karen Taylor Robinson, and apparently the Donald Trump endorsed frontrunner Carrie Lake, who everybody's starting to realize is just a total nutcase, still is the frontrunner. So how do you think this this primary is going to turn out for the GOP to face, obviously, a very powerful and a very likely Democratic candidate for governor?
Yeah, it's hard to say. At this point, Kerry and Karen are neck and neck. But, you know, the debate that they had recently, the AZ-GOP governor debate, that made national news for just how incredibly bonkers it was. It was like an SNL skit. I mean, Carrie herself said, what is this, an SNL skit? And she's right. I mean, it was almost a parody of itself. You know, we had these clueless people on the stage. And really, the dividing line is between Carrie and the other mini-me's who want to be just like Carrie and Karen Taylor Robeson. And the dividing line between them is really election denial. Carrie and her other compatriots there think the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. And Karen Taylor Robeson won't say that because she knows it's complete nonsense. And that's really the civil war going on within the GOP right now. And a party at civil war with itself over something as ridiculous as an election 2 years ago, which every court that's looked at it, every expert that's looked at it has said there's nothing there. And a lot of the more reasonable voices in the Republican Party say there's no there there. But they continue to insist to this to their crazy disconnected from reality base. And that's the big dividing line in both the Senate race and in the gubernatorial race, and pretty much every race throughout Arizona that there's a contested primary in the GOP, is you have somebody who's saying, well, look, Trump got less votes. Simple as that. There was no massive systemic corruption. There was no crazy conspiracy theories. Trump lost. Move on. And people who are saying, in order to suck up to Donald Trump and get his endorsement, the election was stolen. I mean, look at Blake Masters. He comes out straight and says that Donald Trump won in 2020. He's the rightful president. He says that January 6th was a false flag operation by the FBI. You know, the man is extremely extreme, and so is Kerry. But, you know, there are even people in the Republican Party who think Kerry is herself a secret Democrat who's carrying out a psyop on the GOP. I swear to God, one of the candidates on the stage in the debate told Kerry that he thought her whole campaign was a psyop. They've gone insane.
They have indeed. Very quickly, there's going to be some decisions that voters are going to make, actually, beyond who they're going to nominate and who they will elect to the legislature and statewide offices. Proposal for Arizonans for Free and Fair Election contains literally a laundry list of changes in state election laws. It would ensure that voters are counted no matter what precinct they cast their vote in. The proposal would arraign state and state's permanent early voting list and automatically provide mail-in ballots for anyone who opts in. Lawmakers voted to repeal all that last year. That's going to be on the ballot. And there's absolutely two other measures as well that are pretty darn significant. One's going to do away with dark money. The other one has to do with bankruptcy and medical debt. Important issues that bypasses the legislature and is up for a decision by the voters of Arizona.
Yeah, the reason why we have to bypass this legislature is because it's totally out of touch with the mainstream of Arizona. You know, President Biden said recently that the GOP is prioritizing the extreme over the mainstream. And I got to say, that's definitely true here in Arizona. So, yeah, voters are going to get to vote on some of these key issues and roll back some of these attacks on our voting rights that the state legislature has done this year and prevent them from making future attacks. So, yeah, I definitely encourage people to look for that on the ballot and to vote yes in the general election to the Clean Elections.
Do you find, Michael, the Democratic Party energized on many issues that obviously come to mind, which is about gun control, abortion, mm-hmm. all of these lightning rod mm-hmm. issues that you would think if you can't be inspired to take those issues to heart and vote on them, then there's something terribly wrong with you, really.
Yeah. I always hear people say, you know, vote as if your life depends on it. But, you know, really with gun rights and abortion rights, people's lives do depend on it. We're seeing people dying in mass shootings almost every day. And, you know, when the GOP gets its way, and they pretty much have, abortions have stopped here in Arizona, you know, women are going to go underground. They're going to get the services that they need, regardless of what the law might be. And women's lives will be at risk. So, yes, people's lives are literally at stake here. So we need to vote like our lives depend on it. You know, that's really where the GOP has put us with their extremism.
Michael Brown, thanks so much for being with us. I really appreciate your observations, and your blog for Arizona is truly one of the great blogs of America. If you want to know the mind, heart, and soul of the Democratic Party, just read it every single day at Blog for Arizona. Thanks for being with us. Great to talk with you. Thanks for giving up part of your weekend to us, too, as well. Thank you.
Thanks so much, John. It's a pleasure.
Michael Brown, founder of Blog for Arizona. We'll be back with Nancy Gutierrez, candidate for the legislature in Legislative District 18.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. I think advertising ought to be stunning and get your attention with sound effects, car chases, gunfire, explosions, intersecting plot lines, multiple ideas, and what's that all got to do with Perfection Auto Works? Well, nothing really. In fact, it's kind of quiet here, absent the ratchet or our ringing phone. We do the planned maintenance on your car, such as brakes, hoses, tires, alignment, air conditioning, and all other things automotive. Just like our jam-packed radio commercials, our auto service gives you 100% satisfaction. From brakes, belts, and even our free 26-point inspection, call today, 323-8650, and PerfectionAutoWorks.com. 323-8650.
From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. One Republican candidate will automatically advance to the general election, and five Democrats, including an incumbent, are competing for votes in this November election after the primary, August 2nd. District 18 is what we're talking about, covering the Catalina foothills, Casas Adobes, a swath of Tucson, north of Broadway, east of Country Club Road, and west of Camino Seco. With us now is a candidate for the Democratic nomination, Nancy Gutierrez, and we've supported her because we think she's the best qualified candidate to win this election and to serve us in the legislature. Nancy, welcome to the show. Glad you could talk with us. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate your time and your support.
How do you separate yourself from the field? Because that's what you're going to have to do. There's going to be five Democrats on that ballot, yes. And people are going to have a choice of two of those for the nomination. How do you do that?
Well, I am a teacher. I am teaching right now at Tucson High. I mean, it's summertime, but and I think that gives me some separation from the other candidates, and it also gives me a lot of experience. So that I can go up to the House and really speak for teachers and students and make a big difference, because we need help in our public education system here in Arizona.
You know,
and I'm a mom. I have raised kids. You know, I'm 50 years old. I think that sets me apart. I've had some life experiences as well.
You know, it seems to me, though, that you better have the ability to play defense, because Democrats have been on the defense literally for decades up there. We keep thinking that one day it's going to be a majority of Democrats, either by one or two in the House, or at least one or two in the Senate. Come close from time to time, and maybe one in the Senate. The point is, you're almost at a disadvantage the moment you walk in and get sworn in, because you're just never going to have the votes to get out of committee, get out of rules, get a piece of legislation to the floor, get it passed. Really, what you have to do is try to stop the very bad things from happening, it seems to me.
Yes, absolutely. And our Democratic representatives did a lot of that this year, and I'm very grateful. I shadowed Pam Powers Hanley, and I was up there with the teachers union a couple times, and I saw what they were doing, and I intend on doing that. And I also intend on really, I mean, as much as I can, reaching across the aisle, forming connections with anyone who will talk to me. And I have a lot of experience with that, because being a teacher, you deal with so many different types of personalities in your classroom, but also all of the parents that I've dealt with and formed alliances with when we have nothing in common. But it can be done, and I am bound and determined to do it, because it means so much to me.
You know, you followed this, I'm sure, as Governor Ducey talked about being able to send every public school child to a private school. You must have an opinion about that, being a public school teacher.
Well, what's
your thoughts
do.
On the governor's statement?
Well, he keeps saying he's doing what a lot of Republicans do. He keeps continuing this lie that this is going to be better for public school kids. And it's not. It is a lie. No matter how many times he says that, posts it, talks about it, it is a lie. This will actually hurt Arizona students, because the truth is that these private schools are not going to allow all these kids that apply for that, for, you know, admission in. They're going to take the same kids they always do. It will not increase diversity. They don't take any kids with special needs. And so what it's only going to do is drain money from our public school fund. And the $7,000 that's going to go with each student to a private school, there's no regulation to that. So parents don't even have to prove where they spend that money, and students have no testing requirements. So there is no way to use data to say whether these children are getting a better education. And in my mind, they won't be getting a better education. So it's really infuriating.
We're talking with Nancy Gutierrez, who is a Democratic candidate for the House Representatives Legislative District 18. You know, we're talking about almost 20% of all those public dollars. These are public dollars, my tax dollars, your tax dollars, public dollars that will go to these private institutions. But about 25% of every dollar is going to go to the administration and to the profit-making owner of private schools. They're not in the business of education to educate children. They're in the business of making money. And that is a complete different message and motive from public schools to private schools. We ought to be able to take public schools and realize that we're not here just to make money. We're not here to make money at all. No. We're here to educate children. And that was really the whole foundation of public education all across America, and certainly across the state of Arizona.
Absolutely. And all children, not just, you know, the children that would go into a private school, but children with learning disabilities, children who do not speak English yet, children who, all kinds of children. And to me, that is what makes our classrooms wonderful, is the diversity of public school classrooms. So they're losing that. And I do have to also say that private and charter schools don't have to hire certified teachers. So many times the teachers that are teaching do not have education degrees. They are not certified like a public education teacher is. So,
well, again, if you want to just follow the money, and of course,
absolutely,
those fathers of the move toward privatizing public education in the state of Arizona came from a legislator who made a fortune after doing that, and he ought to be in jail. Period.
It should be illegal.
Absolutely. You should not be able to feather your own nest by making laws that benefit your own pocketbook. Which that lawmaker did, and he ran through a lot of legislation that made him an even more enormously wealthy individual, which should be against the law. As you go to the legislature, I think you have to realize we've got some serious problems here, and one of them's water. We're running out of it, and that's going to affect every life in the state of Arizona, every homeowner, every business. What are the solutions, do you think?
Well, I think that there are solutions. I think we have to regulate our groundwater in rural communities. And I also think that we have three amazing state universities in Arizona, and they have brilliant minds there. I think they could work with our agriculture business to move from such heavy irrigation crops to crops that are much less water intense. And I think with that partnership, you not only save water, but you get, real world experience. You get the brightest and best minds working on this. And our public education system gets into the private sector as well. So that's just one solution. There are lots of experts with really great solutions. But I don't think that we should just jump to the desalinization methods. That is going to take years, and it is extremely expensive. There are things that we can do now in our state to protect.
And it's an environmental disaster, too.
It really is.
We had to take a very close look at it. Yes. Tell people how they can support you, Nancy, if you will.
Sure. Well, my website is nancy4az.com with an F-O-R. And there they can read all about me. They can donate to my campaign. They can email me. And they can let me know if they want to knock on doors with me or call people at, you know, when it's convenient for them. They can also let me know if they want a yard sign, because I am out there every day knocking on doors, meeting voters. And then they can also get their early ballots out of their mailboxes and vote for me and mail it right back.
Daniel is a caller to our show, has a question for you. Daniel, go ahead. You're with Nancy Gutierrez, candidate for the legislature, District 18, Democrat. Go ahead.
Yeah, concerning water, I have a business up in Northern California, and I think that we should investigate and do something about allowing California to dump their rivers into the ocean up there while still stealing water from us out of the Colorado River.
We definitely need to look into who is using that water. Absolutely. We can't afford giving Arizona water away to anyone. And recently we heard about, you know, Arizona water being sold to Saudi Arabia at very cheap prices. I agree with you, Dan. We need to protect our water and not let it go out.
That's a great point, Dan. And you can stand there at the Russian River just above San Francisco and watch the flow of this major river hit the Pacific Ocean. You're going, and now the Pacific Ocean is rising, which is causing flooding in many locations around the world. They don't want it, don't need it. We need it, and we ought to find a way to do that. Daniel, that's a great point. Thanks for your call, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel.
All right, Nancy, I appreciate so much you being on the show. Good luck on your campaign. One more time, if people want to help you, they can go to a website where there's more information about you. What is that?
Nancy4az.com with an F-O-R, and that has all of my information. I'm on all the social medias. Facebook, Twitter is NancyG4az. Instagram is Nancy4az. I'd love to hear from them. It takes a village to get a teacher to the Arizona State House, that's for sure.
It does. Good luck, Nancy. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Nancy Gutierrez, Democratic candidate for the legislature in Legislative District Number 18. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. And we'll be back with the Democrats of Greater Tucson and their president, Larry Bodine, after these messages. Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Niner Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
With a cost-effective campaign, you can reach your customer over and over.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Accurately Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Create demand and grow your business with radio.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Most of Legislative District 9 and Legislative District 10 are now Legislative District 18. Two longtime lawmakers have retired from the district. To fill the vacancy, Nancy Gutierrez has stepped in to run for the House seat. Nancy Gutierrez is one of the most qualified candidates to run for the legislature from Southern Arizona. Nancy is a school teacher, a mother, a fighter of women's rights and sensible gun legislation. Nancy is an advocate for public education. I'm John C. Scott. I ask you to vote for Nancy Gutierrez for the State House of Representatives. Nancy will be a lawmaker we can be proud of. Nancy Gutierrez is the right person at the right time to serve Southern Arizona. This message is paid for by Nancy for AZ. Go to her website for more information. That's nancyforaz.com. From the Perfection Network Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. The following is a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson who are responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. Here is the president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Here's Larry Bodine. Larry, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, John. It's always terrific to be here.
Thank you.
I've got some news from the Democrats of Greater Tucson. I invite everybody to come to our meeting on Monday at noon. It's going to be on Zoom, and we're going to have a man called Akani Oyegbola. He is the former mayor of South Tucson. He's been in government there for 6 years, and he's going to be speaking to Democrats of Greater Tucson about his run for the State House in Legislative District 21. That's the gerrymandered district that goes from Broadway in Tucson all the way to the border.
Great.
So just go to thedgt.org or Google Democrats of Greater Tucson, and you can sign up. We welcome all good Democrats, and it's a chance to learn about people who are running for office. And then, John, of course, you know, we're all a fun group of people. We enjoy a good time, and I'm inviting all Democrats to come to the DGT's Drinking Democratically Happy Hour. It's going to be on July 20 from 4 to 6. Again, sign up at thedgt.org or just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson, and we're going to get together and enjoy each other's camaraderie. It's a great opportunity to talk with fellow Democrats, and it'll be at Brother John's Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue on Stone. So that'll be a good time. And, of course, we have a video library of 200 videos, so you can see every candidate running for office in across the state, in Congress, strategists, consultants, Corporation Commission, and the two most important races in Arizona. One is for Arizona governor. We've got to elect Katie Hobbs. She is going to veto every bad bill that we get from the extremist Republican legislature. And the other position is Chris Mays. She said she's running for attorney general, and she said publicly she will not prosecute any woman for having an abortion. So there's a lot going on with at the Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Let me ask you this, Larry. There's no question that a lot of people are still confused, and I'm one of them, about the new legislative districts after, obviously, the census. Every 10 years, we redraw the boundaries of the legislature and the congressional districts as well. This time, we had people who were not supposed to be partisan being partisan and drawing the lines in favor of the Republican Party, and no one can deny that. No one can deny. Oh, I don't care what you say. You are lying if you tell me that they didn't gerrymander the districts for the GOP. They did. The simple truth of the matter is a lot of people don't know what district they're in or who's running.
Yep. And every 10 years, it's a terribly confusing situation because for a decade, people have become used to the legislative district, used to voting for voters.
Yep.
I'm voting for folks who have been there for a while. Now it's changed. All of it's changed. The boundaries have changed. The people have changed. Everything's changed. And you have a solution to the mystery.
Yes, I do. And that, again, is going to thedgt.org, Democrats of Greater Tucson. And you'll see a red button on our homepage that says, what is my district? What is my new district? And you just type in your address, and it will tell you. And we are going to, well, we have a list of all of the Democratic candidates running statewide on thedgt.org, or just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson, or call me up. Send me an email. I will send you all the information that you need to vote in the primary, which, by the way, John, is going on right now.
That's right. The early balloting has begun. And, surprisingly, I think it's going to be a pretty good turnout. A lot of people say, well, this is a mid-year, blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares. A lot of people care. There's a lot of issues that affect Democrats emotionally, as well as Republicans, and all of us, for that matter, whether it's gun control, abortion, or the legislature, and education, water, all these things that are being threatened by lawmakers.
Well, I hear you, John. I've been telling Democrats that it's time to stand up and fight for your rights, because these extremist Republicans are dangerous. We saw that on January 6th, 2 years ago. The radical Republicans have already stolen many of our rights. They've infringed on the right to vote. They've demolished reproductive rights. They've eliminated the right to a healthy environment. And they've destroyed the right to be safe from mass shootings and weapons of war. I mean, I lived near Highland, Illinois, where a gunman got on the roof and just blasted away at people celebrating the 4th of July. And the toxic Republican agenda is terrorizing our county election workers. They want to send mobs to the polling places. They're demonizing teachers for teaching the true history of the country, and they're whining that everybody but them is a socialist. And they just yammer on and on and on about, you know, migrants at our southern border. So, on July 4th, I sent an email to 6,000 Democrats across the state, and I was telling them, show your American flag, put up your Democratic candidate signs, and show everybody that you are not lulled into complacency or resignation, and that you stand up for democracy. That's what I'm telling Democrats right now, John.
Well, it seems to me, as you follow the legislature, and of course there's issues that are going to be on the ballot for voters to be able to decide how much liberty they want when it comes to being able to vote. There has been attempted restriction of voters and their voting rights in Arizona for the last decade or longer. And you have to be so careful now. If you don't pay attention, you're going to go to the polls one of these days and they'll say, I'm sorry, you can't vote, even though you voted for the last 50 years or however long it's been. It's really important to pay attention to what this legislature is doing to restrict people's ability to actually cast a ballot in this country in these critical times. It's just astounding what they're doing. They realize if you shrink the voter rolls, Republicans have a much better chance of winning elections and keeping the power.
That's exactly right, John. You know, they know that if all the voters turn out, the Republicans will lose. So the Republicans are working to make it hard to vote. They don't want people to vote. However, Democrats are fighting back. Here in Pima County, you can go to a vote center now to cast your vote if you don't send it in by mail. And the beauty of this, John, is you don't have to go to some particular precinct that you're in that you never even aware of what your precinct is. There can be vote centers all across the county, and it doesn't matter which one you go to. You can drop off your ballot and vote, and that's what I encourage everybody to do right now.
Thank you so much, Larry Bartain, for being with us. The preceding has been a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. With us has been the president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, Larry Bartain. From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this has been the John C. Scott Political Forum. Thanks, Mike Emery, for your sponsorship of our show. The greatest auto mechanic on earth. Perhaps an exaggeration? No, I don't think so. KPOI, The Voice. Trust.
September 1964.
The one and only Beatles!
Like, this is a life-changing moment, man. I mean, the Beatles live in concert.
They sound just like their records, man.
Oh, man, I know exactly what I want to do with my life. Tomorrow I'm going to Marshall's Music Store and buy a guitar.
You can't play guitar.
I'll learn. Now, what about you? You gonna play drums? What?
How did those four dudes get here anyway?
Hey, in that fancy car over there, man, next to the stage.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I want to be the guy that makes sure they get to the next concert. I want to work on cars. You know, back in the day, everyone wanted to be a musician, but not me. I wanted to fix cars. This is Mike Emery from Perfection Auto Works with a passion for doing your auto and truck repairs correctly. Imagine driving along in your car with the radio tuned and ice-cold air conditioning on, cruising with peace of mind. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
If there ever was a time to get active in local politics, it's right now. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. I'm calling on you to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Don't miss this chance to make a difference. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.